of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, our talk radio. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, just we're jump celebrating. Right in.
You know, you're moving my cheese.
I'm moving
right
your
now.
Cheese.
You know, one
good
of the
morning,
things
everybody.
We said we were going to do is be on schedule this
okay.
morning. And what do? The first thing.
You jumped right
you
in.
Me, you da, 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 get me da, da. Off schedule.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Moving your cheese.
Quit tell, moving
okay,
it.
Carl.
Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com here, the last day of July, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's our friends down at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And Linda's here.
Well, can I speak
the
now?
Weather. As long as you speak quickly, distinctly, and succinctly.
Okay, I am going to be very regimented on this Friday morning. Good morning, everybody. And, you know, it's kind of fun to just feel it. You know, we're happy to, you know, I'm just going to say this really quickly. We're going to, yes, he's doing the circle. Like, we are really going to stay on schedule. But as you're listening this morning, be thinking of what you can do to do something, a random act of kindness today. I traveled a little bit in these last 3 or 4 days, and all I can say is, you know, it's just very hard when we're masking it to see. You can't read people's smiles. And there's something psychologically weird about not being able to see somebody's expression. And so, I just encourage everybody to try to, like, you know, buck up, step up, suck it up. Do what you can do in order to, like, shift that kind of, if you're listening to the news or you're watching people and they're on edge, take the high road. Because I think, you know, I think we're going to all get through this. I really believe that. Today's going to be a hot day with 101. Our overnight lows are 65. Tomorrow calls for 102, and our overnight lows will be clear with 67. And Sunday, 102 again. With clear skies on Sunday night with 67. Monday will be hot, and Tuesday will be 100. So we're in these triple-digit weathers throughout the week. Actually, we're very fortunate that it's not in the 110s, but there we go. So clear and sunny and hot with our temperatures, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. And we talk about sunny dispositions, and with us in the studio, we have somebody that we really enjoy on Friday mornings when Carl says, Amy's coming in, and I'm always so happy because Amy brings a level of joy as she is going to pet of the week. You know, you can look at that two ways. I am here to help a dog find a home, or, oh my God, look how full the shelter is, or, oh my God, look what I have to do. And you always bring the sunny disposition in. And so that's going to be my message today to everybody is that, you know, try to be a little bit more like Amy. Amy from Haven Humane. And who do we have with us today?
We have Priya today. Priya is a super cute shepherd mix. She's got, She's a special needs dog a little bit because she does have three legs. She was just recently had an amputation and fortunately came into the shelter in pretty bad shape, hit by a car.
Mm.
So when splinting and doing everything we could to repair the fracture without having to remove the leg kind of failed on us, we decided to the best, you know, course of action for her to remain
pain-free.
Take away the pain.
And she gets around real well.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't feel sorry for herself.
No.
You don't need to feel sorry for her. She gets around. And she's a very, very nice little dog.
She's mid-size. Yeah. So she's really sweet. She is pretty protective of her person, which today, I guess that's me. She acts like owning her now.
Yeah, well, when I first came up, she was a little protective of you. I mean, it wasn't like, she didn't lunge at me, she didn't snarl, she just, you know, she gave me a little growl there, and which was, it's a warning. But then after, Amy and I, you know, Amy reached out and I touched her hand, she came over and she sniffed my shoes and all that. We were all buddies then.
And
that's not wrong.
It's not a bad, you know, thing for a dog to be kind of leery of strangers. So, Yeah, she does warm up quickly as soon as she gets to know you, though. She's very sweet. She may need to be the only dog in the home, but I think that just depends on the other dog. And also, when dogs are, you know, in pain or missing a limb, or they kind of lose some confidence about their, you know, actions around other dogs, if you imagine, mm-hmm. they kind of feel,
yeah,
you know, vulnerable yeah. in that situation. So, but she's very sweet. So she's spayed. She's up to date on everything. And she's ready to go home today.
Okay. And how much is her adoption fee?
So she's actually been fully sponsored. So she
okay,
doesn't
so
even have an
adoption
fee.
If you have the right home, you come, you go down there and you see her and you say, you know what? This is a perfect match.
Yeah. It's a $10 licensing fee, and
$10.
That's it. Yep.
And she's a good dog.
She's a great dog.
Now,
so.
you're running, I mean, there's not many dogs in Human Humane.
There isn't, but if you're looking for cats, we got cats. That's what we're going to call it.
Remember, she has take one kitty.
Take two.
Take
did
two
we did we talk about maybe what her age is?
Yeah, she's about two.
Okay,
young.
So we have a long period of time, but she does have a little bit of a shepherd look. I love that. Brindle shepherd look.
Yeah, she's got a little like heart on her forehead too, like a little like a widow's peak.
Yeah, widow's peak.
She looks like one of the Munster kids. What's the one with the peak?
Oh, that was
Ricky.
It was Eddie.
Listen, Munster. I had a widow's peak, and some people used to call me that. Not fun, but okay. You know, kids can be cruel, but it can be a good thing. You know what? Just Amy, thank you always, and all the people at Haven Humane for the heroic work that you do. It's hard to be able to. To work in your field.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, Amy, thank you so much.
Of course. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. Yeah, that's right, Sleep Number. And Sleep Number is the...
Oh, we haven't done this in a while, have we?
That's right.
Taking a break, maybe, but we love our Sleep Number bed, of course, because we can have a dual control and be able to set it differently. And trust me, when we, you know, when it's hot or when we've done any kind of physical activity, gardening or whatever it is, you know, you just want to change it around. And that's the beautiful thing about Sleep Number. And of course, when you go into the Sleep Number store next to the Target shop in the Target shopping center, you could go in and you can get like what they call your hot spots, and they have a computer program where they can show you where you
the mattress adjusts, how that smooths that out. And right now, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, for a limited time, you can save up to $500 on select smart beds. Shop your way at our Sleep Number store, where Linda said, over in the Target Shopping Center, next to the vitamin store there. And online, shop your way at a Sleep Number store. You can go to sleepnumber.com if you have any questions, or just go on down to the store and ask them, or better yet, lay on one of those beds. We'll be right back after these messages with our girl on the street.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The coronavirus pandemic has caused our nation's blood supply to drop dangerously low. You can help end this shortage by giving blood. Giving blood is a safe, life-saving activity that's easy and painless. Trust me, I'm a 7-gallon donor myself. Visit lamalfa.house.gov/giveblood to find the blood donation center nearest you. Your donation could save a life. Paid for by official funds authorized by the United States House of Representatives.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR. With your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bod. Good morning, everybody. 7:17 in the morning, 72 degrees, going up to 102 today. And the last day of July, and Linda and I have with us Mackenzie Chestnut.
Hello.
Who is Let's Get Real, and she's been our intern this summer doing different shows.
Yep.
And unfortunately, this is her last show. She has to go. She's going back to school at Foothill.
Yeah.
At Foothill. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you've gone out on the street and asked a certain question. Let's just get right to it.
All right.
Let's go to our first segment there. Thank you, Jared.
So I'm here with Celestina Traver, and today I'm asking people how they are dealing with the heat mixed with COVID-19. So how are you staying cool?
Well, because of COVID-19, I'm staying in more often than I would. Wonderful thing about Redding is we have a wonderful lake, and it's huge, and there's many miles. So you can actually go to the lake all by yourself and be pretty isolated. So instead of around crowds. So that's how I stay cool.
Are you doing anything different to avoid the heat due to COVID-19?
COVID-19 has really changed our way of living. And so I'm pretty much staying at home. And the heat here is so high, triple digits, that it's really not safe to hike long distances in this heat. So I just hang out at home, watch movies, hang out with my family.
Has the combination of the heat and COVID-19 affected your vacation?
Absolutely. I'm not taking any vacations. And we've really adjusted the way we live. We do kayak, which is nice. And we go to the lake, but we don't go to the beaches. I don't fly. And actually, our Disney trip was canceled, and we're really sad about that. We don't go to any water parks or any Disneyland trips or even to different states.
Do you tend to wear a mask more or less in the heat?
I wear it the same as it's mandated. It is harder to breathe in the heat, though, in the mask. So I know there's light masks and heavier masks, depending on how they're made. So I tend to wear the masks that, like the surgeons wear, versus the cloth masks in the heat, because they're easier to breathe through.
All right.
Okay. I have Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
What did you take away from, what did you learn from, I know you've got a few more, but what each time when you talk with somebody and you pose these questions, I'm sure you take away kind of an aha or a realization about something. Did you take something away?
From this one specifically?
Yeah, from this particular questionnaire.
Yeah, I've just realized that we're all kind of feeling the same about it. We're all just staying inside more. I've definitely felt lonely about that because I have seen some people who have been able to go on trips, and I've had a lot of mine canceled. I've had to stay home, and I've been really upset about that, but like the vast majority of people are just staying inside, so it kind of is comforting just to know that
we're all in this together,
right?
And we need to work together on it. And the fact is things have changed just dramatically this summer. I'm not sure that we haven't overreacted in some cases. Depending on where you're at, though, mm-hmm. I mean, there's some areas that are a lot more. It seems like it's the infection rate is a lot higher than it is out here.
But, yeah.
Okay, let's go to number two here.
So I'm here with Lynn, and I'm asking people today about the heat and COVID-19. So how are you staying cool?
Luckily, I have a job where I get to be inside, so I'm definitely at my desk a lot these days. If I have to be outside, hopefully I'm by the pool at our house.
Are you doing anything different to avoid the heat due to COVID-19?
I think I don't run as many errands. If I have to go out, I go out early in the morning, so I'm a little bit more organized with what I have to get done, and I'm ordering a lot of things online.
Has the combination of the heat and COVID-19 affected your vacation?
Because of COVID, we really didn't plan a vacation, so I guess it was changed not just because of the heat and COVID-19, but more because of COVID, and we've just done a lot of little staycations, again, at our house around the pool.
Do you tend to wear a mask more or less in the heat?
Well, if I'm out in public and around people at work, I have a mask on. If I'm outside in the open, I typically don't have the mask on.
With the heat, does it affect your breathing or your day-to-day activities?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It does. I feel stuffy when I have my mask on when I'm outside or, like, even walking from the door to the car. It kind of hits me automatically, especially later in the afternoon.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Well, that was somebody that, so she works, and so she wears a mask at work,
mm-hmm.
but everybody tries to get out of the mask as soon as they can.
Yeah.
We were in a store yesterday, I had the mask on. As soon as we walk outside,
yeah.
I pull that thing off because there's nobody around me at that point. So, okay, and our last one?
Yep. I'm here with Sue, and I'm asking people today about the heat and COVID-19. So how are you staying cool?
Well, I've spent a lot of time around the pool, I must admit. Instead of going out, we watch more movies, we put on Netflix. And with COVID-19, I prefer just to stay closer to home.
Are you doing anything different to avoid the heat due to COVID-19?
Instead of going places and going to other cities, not sure if they're going to have their hotels open, not sure if their restaurants are going to be open, not wanting to catch COVID-19 by traveling to some of the bigger cities, we tend to stay close to home, and it's affected pretty much every area of our life.
Has the combination of the heat and COVID-19 affected your vacation?
We try to, you know, travel over to the coast, go visit the kids. We're unable to do that just because of the uncertainty of the areas that we planned on going to. We do like to camp, so that's one thing we could still do, and I love to kayak. It just seems like a different world now than it was a year ago, because this time last year we were making big plans, and this year, you know, I was thinking maybe we could go on a cruise, maybe we could go to Disneyland, maybe we could travel, go back east. You know, you have all these big plans, these grand ideas, and then COVID hits and literally everything comes to almost a standstill, because you don't know, like, if I go to Sacramento or wanting to go to Los Angeles, there's huge outbreaks of COVID, and not wanting to get sick and not wanting to spread it.
Do you tend to wear a mask more or less in the heat?
As far as wearing a mask in general, I do not believe that wearing a mask prevents COVID, but I do wear a mask because it makes other people feel better. Like if I go into a store, I'll wear a mask. For me personally, I have asthma, and when I've tried to wear a mask at times, it's triggered a severe asthma attack. And so it's very hard for me to continually wear the mask. I wear it as much as possible, and I know it makes other people feel more comfortable. There's some stores I go into and, you know, not wearing a mask, I've been confronted, I've been yelled at. that. I've had people just being rude, and I feel almost like I need to explain why I'm not wearing a mask. And the worst thing you can do in a store is cough, and I have asthma, so I have to be able to clear my throat. And I think a lot of people are just so overboard in their reaction to me not wearing a mask at times, and it's kind of like, you don't know my health history. You don't know what's going on inside of me. Should I wear a sign that says, look, I have asthma, so if I cough, please don't freak out?
Okay. So, and Sue, of course, that's Sue McLean that works for us, and having asthma or some kind of medical condition is tough on people that wear masks. And so where she gets shamed for not wearing a mask, there's people being shamed for wearing a mask. And but in almost in every case, it's always a woman that's being shamed. I don't hear about men being shamed. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I'm curious about that.
I have a hypothesis on that.
All right. Well, you know, we've got we call it mask shaming, but would you call it like mask bullying, like the female sex? I don't know. I'm curious. We do have in the 8 o'clock hour. We have a whole other show that will be a couple gentlemen
that are 7:30.
Okay, very involved. I'm very curious. They're involved in real estate. What happens? That's going to be interesting as well. Well, listen, congratulations to you, and good luck to you back, and the best of luck you in school. It should be interesting. It's a whole new face, if you will, and how you're going to approach it.
Yeah.
Mackenzie, you have done a great job.
Thank you.
You came in here. You're a junior. Well, now you're a senior.
Yeah.
You went out and introduced yourself to people and went out and asked some tough questions, and you got some really good answers.
Thank you.
Our staff worked with you on just cutting it up, but the questions and everything else and the responses was all on you.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
And you know what? Every one of our interns have come in to do this, and this is what our interns do. They come in for to ask questions on the street. And if you have, if you're listening to this and you think, well, yeah, I'd like to do that, and just come on down and see us, and we'll. But you've got, there's really a high bar here that Mackenzie Chestnut set.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mackenzie, thank you so much, and good luck with school next year.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break and be right back with House of Realty.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
You can't touch this. Touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR and our morning show here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, we are live on, it's the 31st. It's the last day of the month of July. What's happened? Tomorrow is August 1st, and, of course, the month of Carl's birthday, so the angels will sing on the 5th of August. Oh, 7:32 in the morning, and this is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, so don't screw around with the dials. Stay right here. We got a good show coming up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Of course, they can fix just anything that you possibly need. You've got a loose stone. You need to have your jewelry fixed, your watches repaired. A lot of things, a little special events are coming up. And you know what? There's nothing better than the COVID blues. You know, just a beautiful piece of furniture. They should have like a COVID special on. You come in and you say COVID-19, and then you get a discount on a piece of jewelry. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry located at, 2225 Hilltop Drive. All right.
So we have with us, you're just going for it today. And the House of Realty is with us today, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. Let me do this. Okay, why is Carl ringing that stupid bell?
Why are you?
Because the opponents against Costco, who collected 5,100 signatures, turned them in. And Cameron?
2,100 were valid.
2,100 were valid.
Signatures for?
The Stopping Costco. Well, and not stopping, but to put it on the...
Put it to a vote.
Put it on a referendum. Yeah. Put it on a referendum. On the November ballot.
So and you never know what's going to happen in a referendum.
Well, let's pretend right now that people are driving or listening at home do not know what we're talking about. Can we start from the beginning?
Well, the property in question is South Bocelli Lane, where it goes into South Bonnie View. And that land has been owned by the Rothers for over 80 years. And so due to health concerns, they decided to put that on the market. And it actually went into escrow May 4th of 2016. So we're beyond 4 years.
Into escrow for...
Well, for the Costco and Rich Development to build this particular project. But it's been over 4 years. There's been delays, and obviously, and there's a coalition that wants, feels the traffic and air. And the EIR has been amended 2 different times to address those issues. And so now the referendum didn't go. I think 40% kind of indicates that most people want Costco in the city of Reading. And I think that there's still the possibility of a CEQA lawsuit. There's probably 30 days that they can do that. If not, then we move forward and proceed.
I think the big thing on this is they always tout how they've got 5,000 signatures already. And I mean, they bring it up and they stack it always in front of every meeting. Oh, we've got over 5,000 signatures
opposing
it. And then, so after the signatures are, then they had 30 days to get signatures around that, right? And then they turned them in. And, a lot of people will sign petitions, but they have nothing to do. They don't live in the city. Sometimes you just sign them to get them out of your face, get the people out of your face.
Yeah, I had somebody who said, gosh, I know people that signed that 3 times.
And that's the other thing.
And so you see that. With this one in particular, it would have been a citywide referendum, not countywide as some of these others have been.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone that signed had to be a registered voter within the city. And what happens is you turn them into the city clerk. City clerk gives them to the county clerk. County clerk takes a sample. They take a chunk of them and say, okay, we're going to pull every single person's voter ID, their voter registration card. Does the signatures match? Have they signed it multiple times? Do the addresses match? Are they in the city limits? They look at each one individually, and then they look at that, and that's when they came to that determination that of the 5,600 and change collected, 2,100 were actually valid signatures. Normally in these types of things, it's 80-85% are valid.
Yeah.
This one was under 40.
I think people realize that Costco is something we want to have in our city, that it is an expanded Costco there with the gas stations. I realize that some people don't like it there because of where they lived, but this is well over $1 million a year.
Oh, well over.
Well over $1 million a year, just taxes.
There was opposition across the freeway for the Save Mart.
Right.
And now I understand people love that store. There's there's an In-N-Out and 4 or 5 different
I think Ross
businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're going there. There's a car wash going in there. There's a number of things. But I think some of those that were opposed now like what they see. But it's the fear of the unknown. And this one particular group feels that they should go back to Oasis. And Costco around for 10 years there and swear up and down they'll never go back to Oasis. And had this not gone, or if it doesn't go on Bocelli, I think the only viable location would be on Knighton Road. They won't go to Anderson. It's too far from their base.
And, oh, really?
And, once before, Knighton Road got voted down, but we didn't have the crime. We didn't have the homelessness. Things are a lot different, and I think it would pass easily if it came to a vote.
Well, I think that it's different than that the shopping center that was going to go in there. First of all, it was a shopping center, and you didn't know what was going to be there. Costco.
Yeah.
If it went to that, and people use Costco. People are happy with Costco. Costco pays good salaries. Costco is a good place to work. It's different, and people. I think that would be a big difference too if it went to that. But hopefully that everybody on the other side would take a deep breath and say, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
last time they couldn't name the anchor tenant. This time they would be able to. And so I think it'd be far cry different
than
it was last
time. You think
if
when they put it in there, they're going to have room for at least one of my franchise McDoobie stores?
I think no matter where it goes, that would be a great addition.
Yeah, my McDoobie store is where you can buy marijuana and goodies at the same time. Okay, big article in the paper today about that even though people are looking for houses, there's not a lot of them on the market right now.
There's very few. In fact, I pulled some numbers first thing this morning. And really, our inventory is last year really hovered above 1,000 homes on the Shasta MLS. And keep in mind, Shasta MLS, that's anywhere in the county and even some places outside the county. but it's at least a good benchmark number. Right now, we're under 550 homes.
Wow.
Last time we were down there was in the 05, 06 time.
I think last month we were at almost 700.
Yeah,
we 680, I think.
680, yeah. And then we're down to 5. What would you say?
547. So we're under 550, and the number of pending sales is over 700. We're at 705. Now, keep this in mind. If you break that down, anybody with a Reading address, now that's a little bit outside city limits, 243 homes inside city limits of Reading, meaning you're going to be on RU power, mm-hmm. which is something we hear quite a bit with the PG&E shutoffs and other things. So inside city limits of Reading is only 190 homes. Underneath 200,000, there's 11. Under 300,000 total, 300,000 or below, there's only 40 homes, and only 40 between 300 and 400. So really, when you think about it, our median price now is about 430 that's on the market. You start to get more above the 400 mark because that includes all the new construction. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking in that range, there is very, very little to look at. You spend a solid weekend in your price range, you're going to see everything on the market. And so many of these, especially in the starter range, 200,000 to 300,000, everything that we find that's coming up, I've got clients I'm taking out to go see these, and we see it. It's like, listen, get in the car, go there right now. We need to go see this as soon as possible. If you want it, you got to put an offer in substantially above list price.
That's what I would.
You're competing with 5, 6, 10, 12 other offers. It, you know, 3, 4 months ago, we really thought we all might be out of a job by now. We thought sales volume would plummet, that everybody, we wouldn't be seeing any activity, and it's gone completely the other way around.
So what if you guys have been doing this for three generations, and you've seen all kinds of trends. Of course, we're in this, you know, health, it's not a trend, but it's a crisis, if you will. But it's not a crisis in real estate. Why do you think, what is happening that we have such low inventory in homes? What'd you guesstimate?
There's an article in the paper this morning saying that some people don't want people going through their homes.
I saw that.
Yeah.
But you two mentioned that. Maybe even 2 months ago, that people were kind of leery about it.
Yeah, and I, you know, we're over 300 reported cases now, but a lot of people need to sell their home for one reason or another. They're transferring, they're going to downsize, they're going to do this or do that. So I don't think there's a whole bunch of homes that are held back. But what I'm seeing right now reminds me of 2006. We're not quite there, but it's almost panic buying. Mm. If we don't make an offer today, we're not going to get the house. And that's what occurred back then, prior to the Great Recession. And we're seeing that right now. Cameron's been with that one couple now. They've written 5 or 6 offers, have managed to get into escrow on 1 or 2, but on the others, we're beaten out by other offers. It's not uncommon to get 10 or 12 offers on one house.
And above, you know, the price that it's listed as just a starting price.
Yeah. So last weekend I wrote one, $11,000 above ask, didn't get it. There were a total of 5 offers. Wrote one on last Thursday. It was $16,000 above list price, with a credit back from the seller, and that didn't get it. There were 6 offers. So a number of these are not competing. Cash deals are taking precedent. They're moving up towards the front of the line. But you really have to put in. The other issue we're starting to run into is, does it appraise? So you can sit there and offer $50,000 above list price if you want, but it won't appraise. The lender won't lend on it. Appraisers are backed up considerably. Some of them are a month out. Home inspectors, pest inspectors, all of these guys can be a month out, running weeks and weeks. So everybody's backed up. Title companies are swamped. And title companies, I think, not only because of the transaction activity, but also due to refinances. Big part of this as well is the low rates. Rates are record low, and so the demand has increased there. You have pent-up demand. You have people as well that are coming from other areas, especially the Bay Area, other folks.
They're escaping.
They're escaping.
They're escaping, right? No, I'm serious.
Well, they are, right? And if they can work from home, they don't have to live in the Bay Area. And we're starting to see that over the 38 years I've been doing this, three or four times when that bubble starts to burst in the Bay Area, we get people up here with huge equities. And it's always amusing. They want to know what's wrong with our properties. They think the fault's up here. But our market is so low compared to theirs. Yeah. Also, in that article this morning, it was interesting. Our median price was around $298, I believe it was. But we were $100,000 less than Chico. And Chico has hardly any inventory at all due to the Camp Fire and a number of things. But, you know, we're going up fairly rapidly right now. So it'll be interesting. We really have maybe 2 months' worth of inventory.
Well, just what you said, in California, the median house sales price for a house in California,
$626,000.
Shasta County's median, $295,000.
Yeah.
It's no wonder people that with the COVID and they can't, you know, that, and I think something else we're going to see, and you guys are the experts, but as they find out they can work from home, that the productivity is there, that there's going to be companies that are going to want to start downsizing their commercial footprint, and get instead of having a 3,000 square foot office, have maybe a 1,500 square foot office. So that's going to happen.
On that note, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back here on KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we'll be right back.
Everybody wins. Come on!
What
time? Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only to detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancers. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KTNR. Hey, listen, can you just, wait, get a visual.
Yeah.
All right, can you just see the, yeah, you see the shoes and the billboard on the streets of, you know, was it Queens?
Yeah, whatever it was.
Whatever it is.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
Right. You're not playing.
I am playing. I was dancing and you didn't even notice.
No, you weren't. You were,
I would have noticed.
Yeah, you were being
the best haircut ever in Man's Last Stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place. Like I said, it's in the Cypress Square. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment. And they've set it up so, it is absolutely the cleanest place you'll ever go to get a haircut.
Strut on down.
Oh, man. Yeah, and I do that, and I come in with my with my white trousers on and and the black shirt with the white vest, and I move.
And you're high and tight.
I bust some moves on. Yeah, then they give me high and tight, and I walk out. Okay.
The John Travolta look.
We're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. We're talking about there is a shortage of homes for sale. We talked about the Costco, the attempt to get in signatures for the Costco referendum.
Because you're on the planning commission.
And but now we talked about how the number of homes that are on the market or are available is the lowest that you've seen in decades.
Well, when you figure under 600 on the total MLS, I can remember when we had 2,300.
Yeah.
So we're a far cry from the 2,000 range, which right. we used to be in.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's if you're getting ready to sell a house, that's good. If you aren't trying to find another house here in Reading, unless you're really bumping up.
Well, and the hard part, too, is with regards to supply, we're seeing a number of new homes being built, but most of them are $400,000 and above.
Okay.
In terms of the cost of the land, the building costs, fees and permits, you have to be in that range for it to pencil. And so that's the other trouble is we're not seeing a lot of lower level $200,000 to $300,000 range new homes being built. We're seeing some other affordable housing projects that are being proposed, that are coming online, that are getting approved. At the Planning Commission, we approved 114 units up on Lake Boulevard. All of that was either low income or senior housing. To be built. We've got some of the projects downtown. So we are starting to see some other projects that will hopefully alleviate that. The other one, too, are the accessory dwelling units. So when you talk about housing supply, that's what's either called a granny flat, a casita. There's a lot of names for it, but basically an in-law quarter, usually in the back. We approved that at the Planning Commission about 3-4 months ago that, hey, okay, we need to, due to some state laws that were passed, the state's very serious about you need to be able to permit these.
Okay.
And have these accessory dwelling units, these other small houses, be able to put them in the back, a conversion, you know, add something above the garage, what have you. And it was a very open ordinance. It really said, yeah, we're going to allow this. We sent it to the state housing authority to say, hey, okay, we've done this. Here are our new ordinances in order to do this. They said, you didn't go far enough. And they came down like a hammer.
Really?
And said, nope, you're going to allow the junior ADUs, which are under 500 square feet, are already part of an existing structure. So like a garage conversion, you're going to allow those. They override CC&Rs. So those don't come into play. parking requirements out the window, minimum lot sizes out the window. Setbacks on these ADUs are 4 feet from the back fence. They came in and said, no, we are deadly serious. You are going to allow these. So
it's going to look like Hawaii. In Hawaii, they do that everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere in Hawaii. All of a sudden, there's a second house there next to your house.
Well, they have a limited space issue.
Well, that's true.
That they can't seem to figure out how to get around.
you mean that island?
Yeah, you know, that'll get you every time. So, but I think they, but really the state came in. So the ability for people to be able to create other units on their own properties has gone up. A number of different subdivisions in the last, I would say, 2 months at the Planning Commission have been extended. So some of these subdivisions that may have kind of gone by the wayside, mm-hmm. there's more activity, and so they're wanting to see these subdivisions rolling forward. So really, we need some more supply to get onto the market, and we need some more affordable housing units. But it's going to take a little time with this low a number on the market.
Right. Can we talk a little bit about downtown, since we were discussing that? I know that we're seeing units being built, and a lot of people don't exactly know what we have to see. So let's talk around just in the downtown area, these new buildings. What do we have?
Well, see, we've got several. So there's the new one that's getting very close to completion is the old Dickers building, that Market Street project.
K2 guys.
Yeah, the K2 project, and that's going to add several units. The Block 7 project.
Okay, when you say several units, I just want to talk about that one individually. So when we talk about several units, how does one go about, what are the units for? Is it affordable housing? Is it seen? How does one go about even finding if they want to sell a house and move downtown and just be able to have freedom to not own a piece of property and want to live the condo life?
Well, to begin with, too, in order to get that financing that they get and the grants, there's a income limitation. I believe it's 40% are below market. Then there will be market value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get the Greg Crawfords who put his own money into his project, and he said, you know, no more subsidized housing because they don't spend any money.
Right.
And then you can't charge for parking. Well, they came back and said, well, you have to charge for parking to create new parking and whatever. And so we'll see how that all shakes out. I think in the long run, we're going to have one heck of a parking issue downtown. I think we're going to create something that people want to come to. But when it's hotter than hell, they're not going to walk. And when it's raining cats and dogs, they're not going to walk. And, you know, when people saying, well, there's Uber and there's ride sharing and there's bicycles, this is Redding, not Davis. So,
well, they are trying to get those electric buses going. So at least they're looking at something here. I got 1,000 questions here in the chat room. Again, we're about run out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
But it looks like Bocelli is expanding their sidewalks.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like 10-foot sidewalks?
Bocelli's going to be widened.
Okay.
And then all those on-ramps and off-ramps. If you see what transpired over on the east side,
mm-hmm.
over by where In-N-Out is, how wide those are in the turn.
Right.
Plus, there's going to be a roundabout. But Bocelli will be widened. Yeah, there will be sidewalk, curb, and gutter throughout that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've seen the traffic studies and whatever. And the chief engineer says, and if nothing else happens after that's built, the traffic will actually be better than it is right now.
Okay.
Now, that was not including if Wind River were to take place and whatever. But as it is now, they figure that, you know, it should be more than adequate with what they're
sure.
doing to mitigate it.
And
okay.
by popular demand, next month you're going to come on and stay a longer period of time because we just can't cover with commercials and everything
that's
else.
Right. We're going to an hour next month
yep.
with you all. It'll be on a different day. But it'll be an hour because there's at least an hour every time once a month to discuss things like this because everything from 10 cars in a in front of a house they're asking you questions that aren't normally but you're all's expertise
we're aware of that
cover all
these things. Sure.
Sure
we look forward to it.
Good, great. Last thoughts here. For people that are, you know, maybe they are looking to sell a house right now.
Just consult your realtor. Find out where you're at. Look all the way through to the end. If you're trying to find something else that you need to buy on the back end, take a look at that scenario as well. Get a good idea for the value of your home. where you're at, what you need to do to the home prior to. And again, if you're looking, make sure you're well qualified and you've got your ducks in a row prior to just going in and throwing around offers. That's very key. You want to make sure you're set up.
Pre-qualified then for that you're going into.
Thanks to our House of Realty moment with Bruce and Cameron Middleton.
Thank you so much.
Located on Placer.
Yeah, right after the news, we'll have one safe place.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A coronavirus vaccine by year's end. Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying now on Capitol Hill, telling lawmakers it's not just pie in the sky.
I believe it's a reality and will be shown to be a reality.
Fauci basing his assessment on early promising results from experimental vaccine trials.
The response that was induced was really quite favorable. There's never a guarantee that you're going to get a safe and effective vaccine. But from everything we've seen now in the animal data as well as the early human data, we feel cautiously optimistic that we will have a vaccine by the end of this year and as we go into 2021.
And he says the accelerated drive for a vaccine is not compromising safety or scientific integrity. We are tracking the second hurricane of this Atlantic hurricane season. Isaias slashing the Bahamas now with high winds and torrential rains on its way to a rendezvous with the east coast of Florida.
Passing perhaps just to the east of the southeast Florida coast during the day on Saturday and Saturday night as a hurricane, and by Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon be just east, just offshore of the Treasure Coast of Florida.
Stacy Stewart at the National Hurricane Center says a direct hit on Florida, not likely, but it could make landfall somewhere up in the Carolinas. Stay tuned. President Trump mourning the loss of one of his staunch supporters, former GOP presidential candidate, businessman, and Navy veteran Herman Cain.
He was a very special person. I got to know him very well. And unfortunately, he passed away from a thing called the China virus.
Herman Cain died yesterday at the age of 74. Stocks mixed on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 129 points, while the NASDAQ is up 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt for the Circle Ring made by bodymetrics.com, BODIMetrics.com, bodymetrics.com. It's now my companion every night when I go to sleep because it measures the quality of the sleep that I get, the oxygen in my body. It is not a diagnostic tool. It's an observational tool. It's one that I started using 2 weeks ago, and I'm very, very attached to. It gives you a baseline of your normal blood oxygen. It gives you a baseline of your pulse during exercise if you choose to wear it, and I do. It tells you how fast your heart is beating, and that's always very good to know if you're getting the kind of exercise you need. But what you're going to see with the Circle Ring, again, at bodymetrics.com, is an observation of how healthy you are as measured by the amount of oxygen that you have in your body. If you've got any kind of a respiratory problem, any kind of apnea, any COPD, asthma, you ought to be wearing and reading the output from this ring every day. Go and check it out, bodymetrics.com, BODIMetrics.com. It's changed the way I sleep.
It is official. The Spanish economy has tumbled into recession, yet another victim of the coronavirus pandemic.
Economic activity in Spain has declined by a total of more than a fifth so far this year. A group of service industries, including transport, restaurants and accommodation, have been hardest hit, as they've been most affected by the restrictions on movement imposed to fight the pandemic. Spain has suffered a large number of deaths in the course of the health crisis, and a correspondingly dramatic impact on the economy was seen as inevitable. Although many of the restrictions on commercial activity have now been eased, any rebound is sure to be impaired by the recent resurgence of coronavirus infections in some areas.
That's the BBC's Andrew Walker. Australia's government says it will give Google and Facebook 3 months to negotiate with Australian media businesses fair compensation for use of their news content. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
Big league doubleheaders will now become a pair of seven-inning games.
It's the latest radical rule change during a season reshaped by the coronavirus pandemic. Major League Baseball and the Players Union reportedly reached agreement on the new twin bills. MLB had already added designated hitters to National League games this year and added an automatic runner at second base and extra innings. There are no doubleheaders currently scheduled in the majors, although the Cubs and the Reds will try to figure out a way to make up Thursday night's rainout in Cincinnati. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Dutch airline KLM says it plans to cut as many as 5,000 jobs, some 1,500 temporary jobs to go, and 2,000 others as well, eliminated through a voluntary departure scheme. Air travel has been hit hard by the pandemic. It's resulted in a big drop in passenger numbers worldwide. Again on Wall Street, the Dow down 131 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Today, the last day of July, the 31st, Friday, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Let's give you a little bit of a, you know, update on the weather. Expect triple digits up until Tuesday, at least. Today will be 101, our highs, and overnight lows at 65. Tomorrow calls for 102. That's 102 degrees, folks. 67 overnight tomorrow night. Sunday calls for 102 with the overnight lows and clear skies at 67. Monday will be 100, and Tuesday again 100. As we progress to Wednesday and Thursday, I think Thursday the prediction is that we're going to go down to like 98. So, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And with us this morning, a very vital part of our community is One Safe Place. We have three very important figures that are moving along and helping us to look at the landscape of what's happening in Shasta County. And we're going to be talking first of all about fundraisers, but let's talk about during the COVID experience here, what it is when I want to go right away into numbers of people who are having to stay at home. Are you seeing a rise? Are you seeing an increase? Are you getting more calls with the 24-hour hotline, et cetera?
Yeah, we are seeing more calls. And nationally, they have received a lot more higher call volume. I don't know what the numbers are right now, but we talk about it very frequently. People aren't always aware, actually, as much as we're all aware, we want everybody to understand that One Safe Place is there for them, right? People tend to call the national hotline, right? They'll Google something and then just call the national hotline. But that's a wonderful gateway because the national hotlines have our numbers, right? And then we get to talk and kind of figure out what that person needs, and then it becomes local again, right? So people are starting to talk about it. People aren't quite ready to get out of the situation, right? I mean, with, you know, we're opening everything and then we're closing everything back
right
down. It's unstable environment, and who wants to step out into that when they're already feeling self-conscious?
Instability inside of instability.
Exactly.
So I have to share with our audience that these three lovely ladies came in today masked up, and we're talking about mask fashion here, about each individual mask and how it's made and where to get it and that kind of thing. So, well, why we're here with Faith, we'll start with Faith this morning. Good morning, and
hi.
Welcome to the show. You wanted to go into what we're looking at in 2020 here in this month and what we're
right
doing, because fundraisers, some of the major fundraisers that we've had for One Safe Place have not been able to, as many other events have been canceled. So what did you want to talk about this morning?
So I'm One Safe Place's event manager, and it's
you're right. It's been so challenging having to cancel the events when we need the funds now more than ever. As Christine was just mentioning, we've had a higher increase in calls and clients coming in for services. But one thing we are able to do is the golf tournament, and that's coming up on August 29th, Hole in One Safe Place. If you get a hole in one, you get a car sponsored by Subaru. So practice those golfing skills.
Yeah, I think I might even need to learn
right.
some golf.
So we have about 8 slots open left for teams of 4. Carl, you're not even signed up yet. I'm surprised.
And when's that going to be?
The 29th.
I think it's 29th.
The 29th.
So eight slots left. We're going to have some great prizes. It's going to be a good time. We are practicing social distancing, following some guidelines. So if you sign up, I will email or call you and get all into the social distancing aspect of it. We also have a lot of donations that we are asking for right now. We are out of water packs for our clients. When they come in, we give them food, snacks, water packs, anything of that sort that is prepackaged, we'd be greatly appreciative of. We also have an Amazon wish list that is up and running now. So if you're wanting to see what more you can give, you can go on to One Safe Place Amazon Smile and check out our items that are needed there.
Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, Amazon makes it so easy to figure out exactly what people need.
Right.
Because we can just pre-select, right? And you know, things change all the time. We've got large families and one or two rooms that we're utilizing right now. So sometimes it can seem random what we're asking for, but it's because the clients
much
need it.
Much needed.
When you talk about water pack, can you give
just
me...
Bottled water.
Oh, okay, bottled water. All right, so
sorry,
water pack,
that
I'm thinking like Camel, you know, the kind that for long
you put
walks.
Put on your back when you're out there
let's go
working
back.
In the garden.
If you go to OSPShasta.org, you'll get the information on the golf tournament. And again, this is another wonderful way that they can, the One Safe Place can raise money. You can have an invitational sponsor for $200. That means if you've got a business and you want a name or perhaps you want, it's a birthday present for somebody. Say, you know, this is for our loved one so-and-so, and
right.
That would be displayed at the tee box. Your classic sponsor is $700 and your master sponsor is $1,800. But if you want to display, it's $100 a person, and you're going to get to play your full on day of golf where you know that your monies are going to go towards.
Well spent.
Very well spent. So
yeah.
Go make sure you go online because it will give you details on the 4-person scramble and your tee time and all that other good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
We've also been, so we, because of COVID, right, we do have to follow some new guidelines, right? Of course, with events, we are following new guidelines for that. That's a little bit more fun stuff. That's the cool masks, right? And like
right.
how
right.
we're going to stage the tables and things like that. But in practicality, you know, at One Safe Place, we've established a completely new protocol, right?
Oh.
And things take time, right? Of course, for the client, they call, we help. You know, hook them up with resources, we can bring them in. But we are, you know, everybody gets COVID testing and they have to test, you know, negative for COVID before they enter our shelter.
But they are out of the situation. They're in a safe place before entering our shelter. So we take care of them from the start.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and when they're in that, when they're in that other area that we have for them, we are able to kind of keep up with them, see what they're doing, help support them, meet them where they're at. It's a little difficult, right, because we're going to a different location. And so that takes a lot more time and resources and planning and new procedures and new protocols and just helping people stay kind of separated and safe. It's kind of a difficult thing to implement, right? Somebody's coming out of a domestic violence situation or a traumatic situation, and, you know, then you're like, oh, okay, now we're going to also give you more, you know, like guidelines or we've got some new protocols that we have to enforce now. So it's a little bit more difficult, but it takes a lot more manpower. So we've got our whole team has come together, right? Every department is utilized in order to put this in motion, right? And I think Faith has really come in strong, right?
Thank you.
Taking up various duties and, you know, hey, we really do need this support, right? Especially right now as, like, we're transitioning into the unknown and trying to figure out what it's going to
be. And we don't
like.
Know when the unknown's going to end.
Yeah.
Right. And that's so we have to be creative within this space. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's the whole about how do you reinvent yourself almost? I mean, you know that you've got the building and you've got the name and you've got to continue on. Well, let's say with this, you know, on the 29th, that's a fundraiser where hopefully you're going to make thousands of dollars, you know. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be having prizes and that kind of thing as well, besides the car?
Yeah, we have a raffle cart going around as well. Just to avoid gatherings, we're eliminating a check-in booth. You prepay, as well as the raffle booth will be driving around to each team for viewing.
Is there going to be a beer cart?
Yes, Carl, there will be a beer cart for you.
No, we do have to take a break.
How do you expect to play golf out there and not have a beer cart?
That's not
It's going to be 100 degrees.
We're
going
to have little water misters for you,
too. I just want cranberry juice. Anyway, on that note, we do have to take a break, and we're here with our One Safe Place moment, and you can go to OSP.
Faith, Christine, and Amanda.
OSPShasta.org. And you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott this morning on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. What a great bank this is. It's locally owned, locally operated. They are true community-oriented professionals that want to move your dreams forward. To learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the two branches here in town in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue or at 1845 California Street right in downtown. Ready, and for our friends out in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way. That's Cornerstone Community Bank.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 stacks of mail.
North State Now, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 31st of July, 8:19 in the morning, and 75 degrees out there, going up to a whopping at, you know, over 100. You know, because it says 102, but I don't trust it. You know, you get in your car, tell me it's 102. No, it's 136 in your car. You step inside your car, pray that you're not armed because the rounds will go off from the heat.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, located on the stretch there on 273, which would be South Market. Jeff, who is the it's a veteran-owned business, has been in the business forever, and he's a single-run business. So when you know the buck stops there, if you've got a chip or a crack, and of course with this heat that we have at this particular time of year, people want to automatically put their air conditioning on max. That's how your cracks or your chips turn into cracks with the extreme weather conditions. So if you have something like that, he's very reasonable. We suggest, we've sent tons of people to him. He can do cracks up to 24 inches. So that's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. We're here with the girls, our ladies from One Safe Place. Good morning again.
Morning.
And this portion of the show, or this segment, we want to go into...
with Amanda.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about human trafficking, what to look for, what it is. I think a lot of the notion maybe that some people in Reading would ask is there human trafficking happening in Shasta County? And the answer is yes, there is human trafficking happening here in Shasta County.
You know, about 6 years ago when Rob Paletti was here as the chief, and he came up from Stockton, and he talked about, yeah, we're doing this with prostitution and the heroin trade, and all, and people are going, what are you talking about? And he goes, oh, yes, there is prostitution in Shasta County, in Redding. And he said the heroin trade, it's, you know, it's, if it's not here right now, big time, it's going to be here, because you just follow it north on the 5. And he was right on all of that. So.
Well, we know that there's a very high-profile case with the Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. And I watched the documentary on that. It was fascinating. And with the girls that were 14 and 15, they were mm-hmm. groomed. And that just went by word of mouth. And so it started with one, and then it turned into a big spider web. And basically started off with, hey, you can make a couple hundred dollars if you go and massage this guy. And that's basically what had happened. And you know, they all talked about these girls in 6th grade and 7th grade. They were all, most of them had, they were doing very well in school. Maybe they went, families broke apart from divorce, so they kind of had a wayward moment in their life, and boom, people in this world and that world know what to look for. So let's talk a little bit about sex trafficking, what we can see, what we can perhaps in our society look for. For what, let's go there. Just mm-hmm. fill in my blank.
Cool. Well, it happens a lot more often than we think, right? We don't want to believe that it happens in our area. Anderson, just in March, mid to late March, they mm-hmm. had arrested 2 people for human trafficking. I mean, and of course, like, it's not like you see somebody who's being trafficked and then, you know, the next day it's taken care of, right? There's investigation. There is a collaboration amongst community to make sure that we, like, that person is going to be taken away, right, and doesn't get to ever do this anymore. So I know that in the past I have we are learning more and more and more about what to look out for. In the past, I have, you know, been able to instinctually identify, right? And what I saw was two girls that came into, like, this youth center that I was at, and they were dressed in, like, very expensive clothes, and it was very blingy clothes. And they were only, like, 12 or 13 years old. And they started kind of pulling kids aside, right, and, like, talking to them. And then at the end of the night, their parents didn't come pick them up. And I said, well, I'll wait with you, right? They said, don't worry, don't worry. And they left. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do, right? So I called the police. I said, these girls are definitely in some sort of, you know, trafficking situation. Like, it's just very suspicious. And they said, well, did she commit a crime? And I said, well, I mean, I didn't see her commit a crime. They said, well, then you don't really have anything to report. And I was so frustrated, right? But that was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Was that here in Reading?
No.
Okay, someplace else. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, that was 3 or 4 years ago. So the fact that, like, we as a community have been able to bring this type of information to the surface, right? Mm-hmm. Organizations like NCAT, Northern California Coalition Against Trafficking.
Good.
Yeah. And then we also have a new foundation opening, the Children's Legacy Center, which focuses on children and how they get into trafficking.
About that. Yeah.
Right. You know, 50% of those trafficked were children. Right? We want to believe it's never going to happen. Right. We know that it's happening right next to the five. Right. It's just it's easy that way.
It's here.
Yeah. Totally.
And the reality, too, is that a lot of the victims are trafficked between the ages of like 12 and 14. So young. And the way that they do it is they are exploiting, you know, their vulnerabilities. So a lot of times has to do with their age, their poverty. One of the things that unfortunately is really common among victims who are trafficked is a history of childhood sexual assault. And so, you know, people that are high risk profiles are likely to fall into these false promises and job opportunities within, you know, modeling, or it's not this, hey, come over here, there's a, you know, white van. It's not so much the kidnapping, but more of the grooming.
And according to, you know, a lot of the articles that I've been reading regarding the, you know, the Epstein case, I keep bringing that because it's very topical right now. Thank you. We can see it in our mind's eye.
And they were taken underage.
The aristocratic, you know, very high educated British woman, is that we don't think women will be involved with sex trafficking. Quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, nurturing and empathy are among the top traits society values in women. A 2017 PEW Research Center survey found women are not generally thought of as violent, and that's shocking about Maxwell. And we have to look at, it doesn't matter what the gender is, these are signs that we need to look for.
Right, but Giselle, right, had somebody instructing her, right? She was collaborating with another partner to figure out, okay, how do I get these girls in, right? Somebody is so much more likely, men and women are so much more likely to say yes, right, to a woman asking, unless, you know, we're talking about cars or something. But, you know, come in, like, let me help you. Women were able to identify certain aspects in other people that is just in, and we're seen as more supportive, and we want to help, right? So when somebody says, you know, and especially if they've got all this glam, right, oh, I can get you into modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Just me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and this is and young girls that or boys, this is not just girls here.
Oh, yeah,
we're
absolutely
talking boys in this, that they are offering them a future that they dream of.
Mm-hmm.
And you only have to do this and just massage this old guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And that's all I have to do. Yeah. That's
and
all I have to do now. But they don't realize that because this is a long process and sometimes.
Right.
And once they're in it.
And it's the dream, right? And it depends on, right, what is that child's dream, though, right? Do they want a family or do they want to be a model, right? And it looks very different. Every situation's unique.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually had a friend growing up Actually, I met him later on in college, and he told me about his situation growing up and how it just traumatized him and left, you know, him not unable to trust people. He actually was on a dating site, and he wasn't 18 yet, and, you know, he lied and said that he was 18. Well, he starts talking to this girl that he thinks is a girl, and it ended up being a man and a woman. And he had been talking to what he thought was this girl for years, right? And so when he actually showed up and he met these two people, he found out that it wasn't a girl. It was actually a couple. But there was something going on with his family at the time, and he said, I want a family. And so he left with them. He went out of state with them, right? And it was all this process of grooming. And it wasn't mm-hmm. until they started with the sexual stuff that the red flag went up. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah. Okay, I want to go home. I need to run away. Yeah. And then I'm getting the chills talking about it because it's just so easy.
Yes.
Well, let me, my son, as most people know, is a U.S. Marshal down in New Mexico. 13-year-old girl disappeared and got into her computer. She's being groomed by a guy mm-hmm. from New Jersey who drove all the way there to pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
Vince chased him across three states and found him in Arkansas. It's a long story, but he found them. And this guy had been taking advantage of this young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought was that he was preparing to kill her after, you know, and go on to the next one when they caught him. Thank goodness they caught him. Mm-hmm. But this happens, and it happens over the internet. And if parents, you don't know what's going on with your kids on the internet, you need to get into that because you have no idea that maybe there's something wrong,
mm-hmm.
but there is something wrong. That they're seeking something, and this person, this sex trafficker or an abuser or mm-hmm. a pedophile is offering them what they are lacking.
Right.
Even if they're not really truly lacking it, but it's, you know, something.
Right. Well, when we're 12, 13, 14, how many of us love our parents?
Yeah.
And on that note, we've got to take a break here at 8:30. It's very interesting what happened, the shape of the mind. That would be a great study and to talk about that and what happens in the adolescent mind.
You know, we ought to get Patty Bay in here. Because she could come in. We'll get Dr. Bay in here to talk about what is it that makes young girls and boys susceptible that seem to come from a stable background. Mm-hmm. What is in there? That's a good idea, hon. What triggers them to go on out? Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction has been just doing extra classes because so many people have bought firearms over the last 3 months to be able to protect themselves, because that's what it's for. Our chief of police and our sheriff have said that they can't be there every minute, so you have to be able to protect yourself in your home or, you know, maybe just getting into your car. Well, Northern Firearms Instruction has a number of classes going for that. Or if you just want to learn how to shoot, they have classes for this. Even classes on unarmed defense of yourself. All of this through Northern Firearms Instruction. Go to usgunpro.com or Northern Firearms Instruction on the internet, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with One Safe Place. Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
Welcome back. Okay, oh. In front of witnesses, Linda just assaulted me. Well, one safe place is in here. I'm ripped off.
I was trying to normalize it.
Uh-huh. She's grooming you.
She's grooming you. For pain. For
no, it's not funny. Anyway, okay. This portion of the show is, what is it brought to you by? It's brought to you by Let's Have Fun on a Friday.
It's brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And if with all the things going on in the stock markets and everything that's going on with COVID, you want some experts to take a look at your financial investments. Well, Judy has been doing this since 1993. She has a very well-trained group of people. They're there to help you. Make sure you've got the right investments. Make sure that with things changing the way they are, that you've got all the information possible. That's all at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping people, families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give them a call at 221-0441. We're here with One Safe Place and Christina and Amanda and Faith, and we're talking about sex trafficking right now. And the fact is that we do have a sex trafficking problem here in Redding. And, you know, you don't like to think about it, but it's there. And one of the points that they've made is, do you really know what your kids on their computers and their phones are talking about? And you've got a 12-year-old who has an iPhone. I mean, she's got access to the world, or he has access to the world.
And let's just face facts. There are people out there trolling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you were talking about, your friend that had the couple.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter where you live, I don't care where you live.
He was older, too.
You're going to have deviants. and it's just the way it is. So it's not, you know, we'd like to think our world is all sunflowers and lollipops, but it's not. And we have perverts, just like what we're seeing with the Epstein and Ghislaine story. It's very topical right now because we don't think somebody of who's British and full of in society, and that's a lady, you know, we don't think of the fact those people could behave. But it doesn't matter what your station is in life, you know, if you somewhere in your life it was permissible to be groomed or be a deviant or maybe somebody in your family, so, you know, sexual prowess of that nature for underage is normal, then you're, you know, there's a poison that goes on with that. So what we're talking about this morning is that is very, no matter where you live, but it's happening here in Shasta County, and that's why we want to support One Safe Place.
Yeah. And, we know in Shasta County we have higher rates of, you know, child sexual abuse than anywhere, many other places in California, right? Comparatively, if you look at that on a scale, it's jaw-dropping. So these kids are also more likely to get into that, you know, realm of sex trafficking. I know the word is, it can be, we don't, it sounds piercing, right? But it can become normalized and normal to that individual. And it's important to also, you know, be able to see, like, is that relationship between the child and the adults, you know, is that an appropriate relationship, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I know that you were talking about earlier when we were on break, Linda, that there was like this whole long grooming session, process that went on, right? Taking them to the movies and, you know, getting them ice cream, taking them on shopping sprees, right? This is like the best thing to ever happen.
And make somebody feel important. Let's say if they come from a broken home or there's chaos at home or they've been grounded and then all of a sudden here's this reality over here where somebody's treating you nice or buying you a car or paying your rent or giving you something nice, and then you start to hide it. There's this little addiction thing that happens. We're talking about the young, let's say the young woman or man.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it's a secret.
Right.
Now it makes you feel important.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on about, and that's where we're gonna talk about bringing in, see if we can get Patty Bay or a psychologist at that point to see what happens in the mind of an adolescent.
Right.
Now, so that's what we're talking about. What else do we want to cover this morning in this time with you?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to quickly mention what we're talking about here specifically is Romeo trafficking, which is basically when a victim gets, you know, quote unquote, lured in through kind of a romantic relationship. So, you know, it starts out with, it looks like it's a romantic relationship. And maybe, you know, let's say the perpetrator here is a guy. He's buying her flowers. He's giving her expensive clothing. He's making her feel, you know, like she's loved and that she has a place to belong. And then very quickly that kind of turns into coerced sexual labor, and it gets really messy really fast, right? If a victim says yes once, then maybe through threats, through saying that they're going to be after their family, their pets, their loved ones, a lot of times victims can get pregnant from that relationship. And if you have kids into the picture, then what? Are you going to call, you know, children's services and let them know that you are, you know, sex trafficked with a kid? Like, it gets really messy really fast. But I do want to say that there are resources out there through NCAT as well. If you want to report here in Shasta County, let me get you that number.
Yeah, you can call dispatch. It's 245-6500.
And if you want to report sex trafficking specifically, you can call 530-245-6500.
So. Yeah, and there's actually a page dedicated specifically to reporting human trafficking in Reading. If you just go to the RPD website, it also kind of gives you some signs and warning signs on there too. And then they'll ask you questions like, where was the location that you kind of saw what took place? Right, like what street or what was it near, how many people were there, right? And then you get to kind of create a narrative of what made you worry about that person. It's really easy. I've done it before. It's just like, you know, it's easier, honestly, easier than making a report about, you know, a missing bag or something like that, right? So they made it very accessible. There's also things to, like, look out for, right? If you think that somebody that you know may be caught up in this, right? Like we were saying, it's very secretive. It's not really something you go around boasting about, right? Mm-hmm. But if somebody's boasting about having all this money all of a sudden, right? Or they start to feel like they've got, like, a scripted answer for everything, right? Like they've already kind of figured mm-hmm. out, right?
Where were you Friday night? We were all supposed to go out.
Right.
And then it comes up with an answer.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, like a scripted answer.
Yeah.
Right? That, like, doesn't seem proper, right?
I was at the library studying. Excuse me.
If they're living with their employer, right? If they seem all of a sudden, like, submissive or if they're very fearful, right? If they don't really get paid very well.
Yeah, if they have no control of their finances as well.
Yeah. And if they're under 18 and they're in sort of, like, any sort of sexual atmosphere, mm-hmm. right? Like prostitution or becoming a quote unquote an escort, right? Those are like big red flags, right?
Well, being cut off too from all your friends, they isolate.
Yeah.
And so that you used to have a really good friend and all of a sudden nobody's seen that mm-hmm. friend. Maybe that's something to watch out too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry, go on.
And especially is if they've got like a new tattoo or something like that, right? Oftentimes people will get branded. So it might be like a scan marks or like money signs, something like that. It's so that people know like this person is,
belongs to
that person and they are for making money.
Right. Mm.
We actually have a medical safe haven program in Shasta County. And our advocate, Tiffany she's an amazing person and like, every time I hear about what she does, it's amazing. She will, from the point of discovery that they are in the middle of sex trafficking to getting resources, going through the exams, mm-hmm. and then strategizing on how to get out of that situation, she's with that person every step of the way.
That's fantastic. Okay, let's take a break here. We'll be right back with our One Safe Place segment here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. We'll be right back.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College. Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at Black Bear Diner.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The coronavirus pandemic has caused our nation's blood supply to drop dangerously low. You can help end this shortage by giving blood. Giving blood is a safe, life-saving activity that's easy and painless. Trust me, I'm a 7-gallon donor myself. Visit lamalfa.house.gov/giveblood to find the blood donation center nearest you. Your donation could save a life. Paid for by official funds authorized by the United States House of Representatives.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Yep.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:50 in the morning here on Friday, July the 31st, and Linda, the weather for the weekend is going to be kind of like what we're seeing right now.
Exactly, 101 today, and tonight will our clear skies will be around 65. Quickly through the weekend, tomorrow will be 102 as well with clear skies. Overnight lows at 67, Sunday hot 102, Monday 100, and Tuesday 100. We don't get down below the triple digits until about Thursday. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, we're here with One Safe Place with Faith, Christine, and Amanda. And we're talking now about sex trafficking. And it's a much larger problem here in Shasta County than we probably realize. Mm-hmm. But nationwide, it's a multi-billion dollar business.
Yeah.
And and as we just learned, that there's a very small percentage of people that report it, of the victims themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nationally, less than 1%?
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult to think that here we are in Reading that we've got a big problem here. And are these people that when we start talking about sex trafficking, are they being brought in from other places?
Absolutely.
I understand there's like three cities they go to in Reading and Reno and Sacramento or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's Vegas, one of the Santa Fe, Santa Cruz. There's another one,
someplace.
Right? But
they
move
the girls around.
I hear mostly about people coming in being trafficked in from Sacramento.
Sacramento, yeah,
that's our closest big city. It's also full of.
Oh yeah, and they cycle them through and back, so they can't really. Get to know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They're here for a week, and then they move them out again.
Yeah,
right.
And I do want to say there's a difference between like prostitution and sex trafficking. So prostitution, it's supposed to be consensual. You know, it's an agreement between one person and the other person. But when it comes to sex trafficking, if there's a minor that's saying they're being prostituted, that's automatically, if they're a minor, it's sex trafficking.
Okay.
And then that also includes, if they're coerced into it or if they were tricked into it, obviously if they were kidnapped for that. So all of that falls into sex trafficking. So there is a distinction there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people say to think that sex trafficking is prostitution, right? But if there's any sort of coercion, right, or like the power dynamic is so different, right, that person will, be on the street, or there's some sort of threat against their family, mm-hmm. or friends, right? That's also sex trafficking, right? So our medical safe haven program, which was just initiated last year, is part of a community-wide resource, right? Works with law enforcement and doctors and, of course, advocates and investigators, trying to make sure that people who are trying to exit this, right, or finally have been able to tell somebody, right, about what's been going on, they're able to kind of get the help that they need, like, mm-hmm. and the support that they need. That's a very traumatic situation. You literally have no control over what you eat, what you wear, who you have sex with, right, who you have to be nice to, right? Everything is controlled by another person, right? So when they come in, right, they're able to talk to an advocate. They get hooked, connected with the hospital. Our advocate goes to every single hospital appointment with them. And sometimes the pimp is there. But this is a matter of trying to get the resources to the people so that...
Sometimes the what is there?
The pimp.
Oh, the pimp's there.
Yeah, because they may have said something, right? And we know they're being trafficked.
Oh, I see what you say. So they're being followed by their...
But the pimp doesn't know that we know, yeah, right? Okay. So this is like a process of, you know, how do we get you the message? How do we give you enough support that you feel like you don't have to be dependent upon
this? When do you bring
the
police in on this?
The police are, you know, it's a long investigation, right?
Okay.
So it's whenever they're ready to step out and, you know, there's different aspects, right, that we work in the back.
Okay, got it.
If somebody wanted, like if you've seen something, right, mm-hmm. If you know somebody, right, who wants to get out of the situation, but they don't want to contact law enforcement or make a report, they right. can contact One Safe Place. We do have, they can call in 244-0117, or we also have a confidential contact form that's on our website. Our website is ospshasta.org. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you're, you know, just a friend or a family member, or you've seen something, right? There's a confidential form, so we can't say anything to anybody else, right? But if you let us know, right, if it's okay for us to, we won't call the person directly, but we will try to strategize a plan with that family member or that friend, you know, to figure out, like, what can we do to intervene here and get that person the help that they actually need. So people can talk to us, you know, strategize, plan, and kind of try to figure out, like, what's the best way to support this person? Because just going in and saying, you know, you're doing life wrong and don't listen to that person, yeah. they're so much better for you, right? I mean, people aren't going to listen to that. And especially if they've already gone through the
grooming process.
The grooming process yeah. and the manipulation, and their brain is just wired a certain way to be agreeable with this person. Yeah. That takes time. You can't just rip somebody out of that situation and have them be okay.
Okay.
Right.
Now, we've had cases where we've had a girl that was that has been sex trafficked, that a member of our community adopted her.
Oh, wonderful.
And, and it wasn't easy. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't easy. But they, you know, they persevered with it. These are really good people. That mm-hmm. They were involved in this, in the sex trafficking, you know, stopping it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And the ones that were found last or month in March, right, it was a 47-year-old woman, last name Wu, and a 51-year-old man, last name Wang. Right, and they were believed to be the head of the whole kind of situation there, right? Thank God for our DA's office.
Talk about here in Redding.
Yeah, well, this happened in Anderson, right?
Okay,
Shasta
yeah,
County,
that's right.
Right, and they were able to recognize what had happened, right? You can go to the record searchlight and actually kind of look through this, but they had a bunch of massage parlors, right? And
they had one in Hartnell as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
On Hartnell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was. Yeah, this wasn't.
Yeah,
and this was part of the sex trafficking.
Yeah, they had three on Hartnell, one on Center Street in Anderson, one on Main Street in Red Bluff, one in Oroville.
Now, were these underage girls that they were using? No, I don't think it was. I think they were underage.
No, between their 20s and 60s.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you're not part of that. You know, mm-hmm. you are being coerced into this, or you've been groomed into doing this, and mm-hmm. that they've pulled your passport or your
exactly.
visa or something like this.
They have full okay. reign over what you do yeah. every day.
Okay. We got 2 minutes left, so...
Final thoughts.
Yeah.
Great. The fact that we're able to connect with community this way and really get the word out about human trafficking, I'm so grateful to you guys for letting us talk about this kind of a topic on air. You know, it's tough, and we really need to connect to community. And we want people to, you know, call in, go to our website, learn more, right? Do the searches, mm-hmm. protect yourself too. Know that it's out there and that there are certain things that you can do to protect yourself.
Let's have the hot number, the phone number again, because, I don't know, just, it's always good to just kind of ring that bell, for people's awareness. We are more shut in, and so people are on the computer more, and God only knows in what environments it could be through TikTok or whatever. I'm so out of it when it comes to that. We got to close, but let's get the number again one more time. That would be the hotline to call for One Safe Place.
Right. One Safe Place hotline number is 244-0117. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week.
You know, the other thing, too, we may go a little bit over here, but in the grooming, like we just had somebody arrested, a soccer coach. I'm not saying he's guilty or not. He pleads not guilty to it. They talk about the tattoos. It could be behind the nape of, on the nape of the neck where the hair covers it, but they're marked. They have, some of them, when they get into this, are never seen again. They've got the dark web, of course, that's out there doing this kind of things. So, it's out there. It's real.
Yep.
I hope that you take our show, a link to our show today, and put it on your website, and we're going to push it out, talking about the sex trafficking. So thank you so much for being
with us today.
Thank
you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, everybody have a good weekend. It's going to be hot out there, so take care of yourself. Don't leave anything in that car. You want to have in the same condition as when you left it.
That you want to be alive.
Yeah. So it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Stay well.